Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Eleven minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the 8th day of the 8th month, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM. Over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you want to listen anywhere else on the planet, just go to our website and stream it, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel as well. So welcome aboard, everyone. We're glad that you are with us, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church, is here with lots to share, including two special guests, which we'll talk more about in just a moment. So stay tuned for that. Coming up right here on KSJE Today. Then later on this morning, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber will be talking about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including what appears to be a very vocal Cheddar Cheese. That's the name of the cat on the screen right there. So we'll learn more about Cheddar Cheese coming up later on this morning at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess will be here next hour, of course, roving with the arts, our long-playing classical music program. He is playing music today from Jean Sibelius. You'll hear that next hour on KSJE. And we remind you to connect with us on our Twitter account, now known as X. I need to change that logo. And also on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, you can find and subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, probably where you're already listening to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts, and the list goes on and on. So we invite you to do that and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, a sunny Tuesday morning so far, 67 degrees. We are expecting a mostly sunny day, but there is a fire weather warning in effect again today because we're expecting maybe some high winds later on, as well as a 50% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm popping up today with a high of 89 degrees in Farmington. Breezy conditions overnight tonight with a low near 57. Then tomorrow, partly sunny skies, another chance for showers, about a 30% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high near 90 tomorrow. 63 Wednesday night, 86 with a chance of rain on Thursday. Sunshine, 89 on Friday, 86 and partly sunny skies on Saturday. Back with my guests with more in just a moment. This is KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. And we're back in Studio A this morning, again with my guest from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church, is back with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. It's hard to believe that the summer is winding down.
I know.
But I want to remind
you
all the listeners.
You still look very summery,
though,
in your,
well,
in your
yes,
top
it is.
And everything.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very floral.
Yeah.
And I want to remind everybody, right now is the San Juan County Fair.
It That's
opened
right.
yesterday. And for me, I guess that kind of is sort of the signal that the summertime is ending and we're getting ready to start school.
Right.
And
Connie Mack was the first
Connie
sign
Mack,
of that.
That's right.
And now,
and
the,
now
fair.
The fair. So it opened yesterday, and Carnival will be there on Wednesday in full swing. And so that goes all the way through Saturday with the concerts. And
right.
So I want to give a little plug for the fair, because it's a lot of work and they do a great job out there. So.
It is a lot of work. And that would explain why you put a picture of your husband in front of you this morning, so you can keep
it.
Because you don't see him for like a week,
him.
Right?
Yes,
so now you remember what
husband.
He looks like.
Yep, so I can remember. But
yeah.
So that's going on. And then the Chamber, we have an event this Friday, which is our monthly focus on Farmington coffee. And that will be at 9 a.m. this Friday at the Rock Climbing Wall, right over at the HHPC, or the Health, Human, and Performance Center, right on the campus of San Juan College.
Nice.
So very fun.
And I know you're going to put the coffee at the top of the wall.
Yes.
And you have to climb the wall to get your cup of coffee.
You have to get into the belay device and go all the way up. No, I wouldn't do that. Okay. However, we do have free coffee. And again, this, I say this is the Chamber. This really isn't the Chamber. This is a community coffee that I've been doing long before I started with the Chamber.
Right.
And it really is to help connect people in our community to what is going on and to each other, because we do have a lot going on. And so often I hear, I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know about that. Oh, I would have been interested in that. I didn't know that. So it's like, let's get people together so that they can connect, whether they are brand new to the community or they have lived here for 40, 50 years. If they come to these events, they're going to meet new people and they're going to find out new things. So that is the 11th, 9 a.m. It's free. Everybody's welcome. We are not going to ask you to join or sign up or anything. It's just so you can come to my coffee.
There
I just like having coffee with friends. So
there
I just decided to make it a community thing.
That's perfect.
I know.
But yeah, but very good. And you're right.
Thanks.
That kind of predated your arrival at the Chamber. It was just one of those things that you wanted to do for community, basically,
right.
and to network and get folks involved. So I'm glad to see them still going. I
Me
remember the
too.
Very first one.
You do?
I do.
I was at the
museum
I think,
outside.
Right on the patio.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
And we don't do these just in Farmington. Even though they are called Focus on Farmington Coffees, that's the Facebook page. I don't want to change it now because I know it's too hard to change a Facebook page. But next month in September, we'll be in Aztec. So we are going to be at the Aztec Museum, and the coffee is sponsored by the San Juan Historical Society. So we'll have our coffee and donuts. I'll be schlepping that stuff over to Aztec, and we'll be setting up so people can go see the museum and hear what the Historical Society is doing, as well as their need for volunteers. So that will be in September.
Very good. That's a lot of fun to go to Aztec, too.
Yes, thank
you. For any
occasion. Well, yes,
and
yes,
for coffee and donuts, too.
It is. We love Aztec.
Yes. Exactly.
But anyway, let me get to my guests, because they've got a lot to say. And I'm really excited to bring in guests. These are both Chamber members. And why I'm saying that is because often people think our Chamber members are all banks and accountants and, you know, we have radio stations. We have nothing against banks and accountants.
No.
In fact, I'm married to a banker, so I love bankers.
Yeah.
Some of my best friends. However, we have a lot of a variety of interesting members. We just hit the 600 goal mark on the number of members the Chamber has. That's something that we've been working on for a while now, and with COVID, that was quite a challenge. But we have nonprofits, and we have small business owners that are doing really amazing things in the community. So that's why I invited these two wonderful women to join me here this morning. I have Kim Deering, and she is the owner of the Mod Shop, and she's also title of, why don't you go ahead and tell us what your title is? I don't want to get it wrong.
She's
Kim.
Wearing a sash and crown and everything.
I know, I just don't want to get it wrong.
That's right. Welcome.
So Mrs. New Mexico American. So thank you for having me today.
And then my other guest is relocated back to Farmington after some time being away, and she is the CEO, executive director, I guess, of a nonprofit, which is Shemot Psychosocial Interventions for Youth and Family, which is quite a mouthful, but it does extremely important work. And so I just thought I would have both of these women in to talk about what they're doing and how it benefits the community.
Very good. Lila Westrick, good morning to you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet.
Glad to have both of you here. And so let's go back and talk to Kim a little bit about your crown and the competition, I guess, right? And what this means as Mrs. New Mexico American.
Yeah, so I am actually headed to Las Vegas, Nevada, to Westgate, where the competition will take place. That is the Mrs. American pageant. There's actually three pageants going on during that whole week, and there's three queens from New Mexico going. So for mine, my biggest platform is endometriosis awareness, which is a debilitating disease that women have. 1 in 10 women have that. And also healthcare advocate, so for women. So we are working, and I say we, it's my family and I, I'm building a website, and the website will have a QR code. The QR code, my mission and my plan is to have it in every women's bathroom in the nation. We have a taboo when we talk about a menstrual cycle, everyone kind of gets nervous, even women. Like, we get nervous talking about it, almost ashamed. And I don't want that to happen. It takes 8 to 10 years for a woman to get diagnosed with endometriosis, and that is because we don't understand our bodies. So the whole point of this pageant and being Mrs. New Mexico American is bringing that awareness to young women and to young girls, because menstrual cycles can start at 8 years old. And you have that for the rest of your life, pretty much, you know. So it will be in, my plan is to have it in every bathroom, and women can scan it, and it will go to my website. And I have two different doctors that collaborated with me in bringing awareness and just talking about what a healthy menstrual cycle is and what a unhealthy one is. Because we aren't supposed to have bad cramps. You know, it really, we aren't. And it's been too much of being funny or talking about, I can't do this because I'm on my menstrual cycle, and that's not healthy. So bringing that education to women is what I want to do. The competition, like we were discussing, so that's my biggest platform. The competition is for Mrs. American. So I will be there for 10 days promoting New Mexico, our state, and getting people to come and visit and learning about it, and then also promoting my platform. Right now I am second in the nation for voting. So the votes are for until August 21st. It's for the Fabulous Face Contest. So right now Nevada is number one, and I have been bouncing from third place to sixth place, and then I went up to fourth place, and this morning I'm in second place. Hey. So if I make it to first place, that puts me in the top 10 automatically. Or I'm sorry, the top 15 automatically in the nation. All the vote proceeds go to the Victoria Voice Foundation, which is a nonprofit, 501c3, and it is to bring education to drug addiction and the Narcan opiate crisis we have going on. It brings the proceeds bring Narcan to our first responders.
Wonderful.
So it's a great cause. So if you go vote for me, and the way you can vote is if you go to my Instagram, it's at Mrs. New Mexico American 2023. Right in my bio is a link. You click on that link, go straight to all the states. You find New Mexico, go to the second picture, because the first picture is showing that what order we're placed in. That second picture, you vote, and then print your receipt, because it is a donation. So definitely it's a cause that will help save lives, and you're helping Mrs. New Mexico. So yeah.
There you go. Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And a great platform.
You know, I didn't talk at all about my store.
Well, we'll wrap around to
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'm not going to let you get out of here without that announcement. No, don't worry.
Okay.
We'll wrap back around to it.
That's true. Very good. And Lila, let me come to you and ask a little bit about the work that you are doing with your organization, which works with youth in the community. And so talk to us a little bit more about that, please.
We predominantly work with Native youth. Well, not predominantly, we totally work with Native youth. Mm-hmm. Referrals from CYFD probation. We had some walk-ins, but we have a pretty good crowd of kids.
And these are kids with addiction, or what types of
no
kids are you working with?
Just issues with school.
Okay.
We look out for trafficking situations that come from the actual guardians or abuses. You'd be surprised how many kids on probation are really in trouble because of what's going on at home. So we try to create a family bonding, because it's a family program. The parents have to participate so that I can see what's actually happening between the dynamic between them and the child. And we mandate that they have to bring all siblings in, because it's such a heavy reward system with our program that we don't want to send a child home with a new bike and then these siblings are left out of everything. And so you'd be surprised how many parents don't want the other siblings to participate. It's jarring.
Interesting. So it's more of a family encounter, I guess, or services that you provide beyond the youth, I guess.
Yes, and we actually employ the parents with stipends because a lot of them have food deficits or, you know, just not enough to make up for the monthly income. And it promotes buy-in into the program. It creates and they don't really notice it until they're into it, but it creates a bonding experience because if the parent is the child coordinator or youth coordinator that's work with the teens, usually it's because they have teens in the program, so they are creating activities with their family. And so we have the family dynamic, and then we have the parents supporting one another and at some times correcting one another. Sometimes it's hard to hear it from me, mm-hmm. but they can kind of hear from each other. And so far, I'm the oldest mom in the program, but you'd be surprised how many of them are not just not ready. So,
understood. Sure. And is some of your services court ordered? Do the courts send you some of these youth that come to you and the families? I guess too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. We do that. Again, we get them from probation. We have a heavy focus on the Strengthening Families program, coupled with the psychosocialization. So we do psychosocial outings once a month, which they are mandated to because, again, we have parents. It's almost like they don't want the child to have any fun, which is, again, jarring to me. But we have movie nights or we have relay races. We just bought all of our kids brand new bikes. Thank you, Walmart. and thank you, Wings, because Wings sponsored that. They've been one of our Wings for Life. They've been one of our heavy primary funders. And we had recent donation to the festival, but also to Shamat from American Home Furniture. They actually furnished one of my moms who had been out of prison she's been out almost 2 years now, but she couldn't furnish her home. She had a nice home, three kids, got her kids back, but couldn't furnish, and they furnished her entire home.
Wow.
She cried. I bet she cried when I first told her. So
how wonderful. And this is something that, how long have you been doing this type of work? Because Jamie mentioned that you had been out of the community but recently came back, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've been working with youth off and on about 23 years. I tend to work with both populations, the parents and the youth. Our youngest is four years old. So
wow.
We get them from four all the way up to, so far, 16.
So this work is not new to you?
No.
You've been doing it for a long time, as you mentioned, so... Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a caseworker by trade. So.
Right, sure. And I would imagine that you see a lot of the impacts maybe of the pandemic with some of these youth and family groups too, of being kind of locked down or different school situations and things like that. Is that still?
Well, yeah, because we have a heavy focus on trafficking because that's an issue right now in Four Corners. And a lot of it involves the youth. Sometimes they're trafficked while they're still at home. One of the things we focus on, we look for those symptoms of trafficking with our kids, and that's been a heavy focus, and it's the focus of all our fundraising right now. Is we're doing a multi-state project where we're really trying to pull in a lot more law enforcement as we partner with other trafficking agencies such as the LifeLink or San Juan County Partnership. Who just recently started helping Shamat with that. We've had issues of poly-trafficking. I think it was a LifeLink that was transporting for police, and they drove 3 hours, put the person into a room, and they checked into a room next to them, and the trafficker followed them because he had a GPS on the phone of the victim. Mm. And we never were able to find out if they were able to recover it. So we want to build... We built a network called Four Corners Crisis Intervention. So we want to pull in more law enforcement. Farmington PD has been wonderful at supporting us. We've had some support from CHAMA and Arizona. So we want to pull in checkpoints in each state, along with housing providers and behavioral health providers, so that we can get rid of that poly-trafficking issue.
Right. We hear a lot about that, and I don't know if I didn't realize maybe how easy it is for this to take place in society, right? We kind
of
think about
of
that
it.
Happens in other places, not here, but it sounds like there are indications that it's happening here as well, everywhere.
It's relatives that are the catalyst. They're, you know, food or whatever their deficit is, they will trade the kid for that. And that's how the traffickers, and it's a target toward the indigenous population, which really frustrates me, having three half native grandchildren.
Sure.
That frightens me. But they are, they're missing by droves. And so I try to help as much with the search and rescue native teams and things of that nature, so that on our Facebook page, so that we can keep track of people. And my focus has been on the return, because Arizona found out that there are some of their sober house living, they were trafficking out of those sober living homes, natives that they pulled from New Mexico. And 75% of the people that they rescued were Native American. And so I'm just exuberant that they were able to send those people back home. They came home safe. Yes, they have some trauma issues, but at least they're home.
Right.
What's not okay is the families are not prepared for the mental health component. We need help there.
Sure. Very interesting. And I think the tribe got involved with that too, from
yes.
what I understand, right?
Yes, yes.
In some of the Phoenix area or other places in Arizona.
Yes.
So it is happening. Jamie, I didn't mean to leave you out of the conversation.
No, and this is a huge conversation. And when right. Lila first came into my office at the chamber, and you know, we did her application as a nonprofit, and of course I told her about the Women's Summit and invited her right. to be a guest at the Women's Summit too, because I feel that's a crucial place for her to be and make those connections. I didn't realize it was such an issue. And that's what you just said too. I think that we all think, oh, that's happening somewhere else. But I do, I think this is a huge conversation for, you know, maybe right. another platform as well, because I feel like this is a big issue. But I would have to think that where we live in the Four Corners with these big rural areas and so easy to get out of one state into another does make it challenging. And Lila, you had mentioned to me when we first met, you were working to build a coalition of first responders and different people. Can you talk a little bit more about what that need is? Like, who do you need to come into this group to help you with the work that you're doing?
The name of that coalition is the Partnership for Success, which I started through the Mountain Center. We really want the law enforcement piece. We mm-hmm. need that, because without them, this doesn't work. Even though they say they can't arrest their way out of this, I think that the people that are involved in trying to help with the rescue operations, like our search and rescue canine, it's Four Corners Canine Search and Rescue. They find lots of bodies, and especially in the Utah area. They really would feel a lot safer if law enforcement were involved. And I know that, you know, I work with them. So we need our search and rescue. We need behavioral health. We need the law enforcement piece and even the medical piece.
So yeah, a lot of connections that
right.
need to be made. And it's, like I said, it's very important. And I was unaware. I think too, as anybody, you need to be careful. When Lila and I were talking earlier, she mentioned that, and this, I'm just for safety, you know, don't, if you, you said sometimes it's a setup to get you out of your car. It looks like there's been an accident or somebody has
yes.
Something, you know, there's a person on the street, and you get out of your car because you are you okay? And
right.
you said, don't get out of your car.
Don't get out of your car.
That made me sad in a way that we have to be that guarded. But mm-hmm. also, I think of my daughter-in-law. I think of my granddaughter. And don't get out of your car. Use your cell phone.
Yes.
And make that phone call and stay in your car till other people get there to help. And that makes me sad, but we need to be aware. We need to be safe. So
right. yes.
that's it.
It is. It really is. But there are documented cases, I think, of people that have gotten out of their cars and it didn't end well, right? From some of these things.
I'm one of those people. I have four car accidents because I had to outrun them. So I had traffickers in the neighborhood that was once upon a time middle class, owned mostly by the college, yet the traffickers took it over. And I was at a stoplight one particular time. And at the stoplight, it's only two lanes, and yet one of the traffickers, which was a female, most people don't know that most of the traffickers are female.
Hmm.
She pulls in front of me and slants the car, so I at a red light, I can't get around her without running into traffic that's oncoming. But because I had already witnessed so many things, I decided I'd rather die in my car than to because she got out of her car. And so I drove around her because three other cars pulled in behind her to help her. And I drove around her and I skidded home. For whatever reason, our particular street was a no touch me zone. I don't know why, but I think it largely due because I grew up with some of these people. They knew me. They know I'm a minister. Some of the gangs are like, you don't touch ministers because we might need somebody to pray us out of hell, kind of thing. I don't understand the mindset, but that's the way they think.
Wow.
Yeah. And that wasn't here.
That's in California.
Okay, because when you said the college, I just didn't want people thinking.
Right.
No, that was in California.
University of Southern California, God bless them. They've bought up a lot of the property. I'm so grateful.
Okay. But scary. Scary situation. Yeah. And how quickly, I guess, it could happen.
Yeah, too, like right? I said, I had to have my car fixed 4 times in 1 year because they kept running into me.
Wow. Got it.
So I think the theme of the show is education, because education on this, and then what Kim is talking about, education with women's health, because that, I think you're absolutely right, Kim. I think we don't like to talk about some of this, but yet it's so important, and women's health. So again, I think is being educated, and we all have our networks, our mothers, our sisters, our friends, but sometimes we need to go beyond that for education. You know, you need to do a little research yourself or find out or talk to a medical professional. Right. And because what you're experiencing, you know, may be something that you need medical help with. And so I think that's a very important platform and to be educated. So.
Right. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Thank you both for bringing your stories to us this morning and sharing that with us. It's really been an interesting conversation. We haven't run out of time yet.
No, we haven't.
But there's a few more minutes. But okay. I know there was something else. Kim wanted to share something.
Yes.
So we don't want to forget about that.
Right.
But as
I mentioned, and also, Lila, after we get off, I have a couple of other new chamber members I can help connect you with as well.
Nice.
That is just one of them. We're having a ribbon cutting. I might as well throw this in.
Yeah.
Tina Findlay. She has craniosacral therapy, and we're having her ribbon cutting next week. She has an office out of Connect Space, which is the work co-working space downtown. But Tina does specialize in this craniosacral therapy, which I learned is very effective with post-traumatic stress disorder and also concussion and different things. But I think within that post-traumatic stress disorder, I would imagine there's quite a lot of that in what you deal with. And also, we have a new member. She is a therapist also in Connect Space, and she's with Seek and Find Behavioral Health. And she has quite a resume, and so I'll connect you with her as well. So again, our chamber members are a variety, and they do a variety of different things, and it all adds into the quality of life here in our community. So,
true.
Without further ado, I'm going to let Kim make her big announcement about her store.
We have breaking news this morning.
Breaking news on KSJE.
About, so I'm very excited that Kim has brought this.
Keep you on your toes, Scott.
Right, exactly. Kim, what is
this? I know. Everyone kept asking when we were saying we were closing the Mod Shop of Farmington. They're like, where are you going? And we wouldn't say anything. So we are moving locations, but we are staying downtown. Of course, we love downtown. There's always great events. I know the city is trying, they give it their heart to try to make downtown so great, and with the remodel and everything with it. We are staying downtown, and we are actually just going right downstairs, so we are actually really close.
Yay.
So we will be at 204A. So
that's great news.
Yes, we are excited.
So speaking of great events in downtown Farmington, can I just give a little plug for
you
Chili
have to.
And Oktoberfest?
It wouldn't be a show if you didn't talk about it.
I know. Chili and Oktoberfest, huge festival in downtown Farmington. We are so excited. Second year to have it downtown. In fact, it was so successful downtown, we're moving it one block further. So we've extended it and incorporated Lock Street. So Lock Street Eats will be providing a ton of family activities down there. We will have live music both at Orchard Park Plaza, and then at Lock Street we'll have a second band. He's going to have a bouncy house and cornhole. We're going to have first responders down there, hopefully cooking chili and competing against each other. I can tell you San Juan County Sheriffs have already committed, as well as Farmington Fire, to cook chili and compete against each other.
There's some bragging rights on
the line,
right?
Oh, yeah, bragging rights and a traveling trophy. So if you're listening, you want to cook chili in this. So anyway, that is October 7th. It's a Saturday, and gates open at 11 a.m., and we, again, full festival. And we encourage stores, for example, the Mod Shop, stores that are located downtown to do like sidewalk sales or, you know, if people have their chili wristband on, maybe give them a chili discount of 10% or something like that. Because the whole reason we moved this event downtown from Berg Park, where it had been successful for many years, was that the mission of the chamber is to help support small business. And so obviously the downtown is full of wonderful small businesses and potential opportunity for other businesses to move into that area. So again, we wanted to have that event downtown. Yes, Liza.
I wanted to plug our September 16th celebrating
the
return.
You do have an event, right?
Yes, celebrating the return of our missing and indigenous residents, Four Corner residents. And that's September 16th at Brookside Park.
Great.
It's a walkathon, which starts at Orchard at 10 o'clock. And it ends at the festival starts at Brookside, so it ends at 12.
Great. Nice.
So we want to invite everybody out to that event. It's a fundraiser, so come and support us.
There you go. Very true. And we're going to put more information on our website.
Yes.
As soon as you, right, so we're going to do that. So,
we're finally going to do the Mod Shop's ribbon cutting. I've been out with Kim forever to do the ribbon cutting. She's like, well, wait, now I know why. Because, I think that's great that you're moving down, right down. That'll be an easy move, but easier to get in and out and shop. So we'll stay tuned for that ribbon cutting too.
Okay.
Coming up.
Okay, very good. Lots going on. Always.
Yes, always.
Lots going on. And the most immediate thing is the Folks on Farmington Coffee on Friday.
Yes, that Friday. Also, if you are waiting to get your tickets to the Women's Summit, don't. I think there's only about 40 tickets left, and it's about to sell out. This year, we added on the Business to Business Expo, and that is sold out. We have started a waiting list on that, but the Women's Summit itself, I think, probably has about 40 tickets left, and that's it. And once we hit that 400 mark, we are shutting it down, because I only ordered 400 tote bags, Scott.
So that's all you
can
do.
That's as many bags as I get.
This is for all women.
Right? All women. And men. We have a lot of men who attend this summit as well.
Business owners.
No.
If you're a mom.
Yeah. Students.
Come out. And
we want everybody to attend this. It's a really great day. Thank you for bringing that up because we do have everyone from high school students up to last year we had several women who were retired. They're no longer in the business community, but they wanted to be a part of this. So.
Well, when you look at your speakers and your workshops, I think there's something for everybody,
which is
why it attracts every woman.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be a businesswoman or what have you.
We're all dealing, men, women, everybody, with this idea. This year, our theme is the balancing act. We are all trying to balance and juggle a multitude of things every day, probably more than, I was going to say in history, because I haven't been along all of, history, but it feels like it sometimes, I know.
Definitely
but
more we're, than we should.
Yeah,
right?
So there's a lot that we're juggling, and how do we do that and yet still maintain a healthy mental space when we're all balancing and feeling like we, maybe falling short. So anyway, Women's Summit, you can contact the chamber, get your tickets because it's about to sell out.
Okay. And I'm juggling the clock and I am failing terribly, so we have to go. But thank you all very much for being here.
Thanks. It's great
to see you all and have you share your stories with us this morning. So
thank you
very much. And thank you, Jamie, for bringing these ladies to us.
Appreciate it.
Back with more on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.